Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Okay. I talked about this briefly with Dan Zimmerman yesterday. I'm seeing other outlets that are coming out with this, like this is a story currently. And here's the problem with this being a story. We have an election next week. And a lot of these things that are going on that are anti-gun that are out there will certainly come to pass if we do not reelect Donald Trump. It's a very simple proposition. The other thing that is going on is that the ATF has revealed themselves to be this political player that we've known all along they are, but they've revealed it this time. And Trump is not the kind of chief executive that takes kindly to people trying to do an end around on him for a purpose, undermine his authority. So in a second Trump administration in the second 4 years, I would expect to see them get reined in a little bit. And for all of you out there that want to see the ATF get reined in, if not defunded and taken out of the game, wouldn't it be better to do that with Trump as the president, say, than versus, somebody else? That's the thing that bothers me. I'm watching what's going on, and I'm seeing a bunch of people talking about this. I've seen another video pop up. I've seen other articles come up at various websites, and this is all based upon conjecture. A theory. Nothing has come from the ATF. The only gun named in the whole Q thing was the Honey Badger. And the Q has other AR-15 pistol configurations. So, yes, the ATF is a rogue player. No doubt about it. But this reminds me of, 2017? I can't remember where it was, when it was. So, and I've talked about this ad nauseum too, but at one of the NRA annual meetings, this is when they were going to bring out NRA Carry Guard. And what they had done leading up to NRA Carry Guard was they had gone out and they had started some things. They'd gone some places. And basically they were trying to steal some business. They were going to steal the business template from one company, USCCA, and they were going to try to steal the membership from Second Call Defense. That was bad enough. Well, I thought that was a horrible thing to do, so I got, I gave the facts as they were to David Kodria, and then Kodria wrote the article, and it was getting shared. It was getting shared a lot. And everywhere at that NRA annual meeting, that was something you saw Carry Guard everywhere you went. If you went to use the restroom, if you went to get something to eat, if you went to go get to your car, wherever you were going, you were carry guard. Carry guard signs everywhere, staring right at you. So, but then, all of a sudden, we heard this story about something that was happening in Illinois. Now, what happened in Illinois is Illinois passed some legislation that if you sell more than X amount of guns per month or per year or whatever, you had to do this or that or the other. And Rock River Arms and Springfield Armory had a shared lobbyist. And what he did was he got them the same carve-out that Walmart and Academy Sports and all these big retailers had, all the big box stores had, to where they could, you know, this was so they could sell X amount of rifles without this applying to them. And then all of a sudden, it was said that Springfield Armory and Rock River Arms had sold the gun owners of Illinois down the river. Actually, that's not what happened. What happened was the voters of Illinois, who put the people into the legislature of Illinois, sold the gun owners of Illinois down the river. And what Springfield Armory did and what Rock River Arms did was they did what they have to do to do business in Illinois. Now, they could have left Illinois and thrown a lot of people into the unemployment, right, which they chose not to do. Maybe they should have done it. I don't know. When that came out, the carry guard thing fell by the wayside. Now, what's important to note here, and the reason I use this example, after this came out and everybody was, oh, harumph, 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 you know, outrage, outrage, outrage over Rock River Arms and Springfield Armory, that went away. Now, carry guard, on the other hand, carry guard, the revealing of carry guard and the marketing of carry guard in New York State is what has led them to where they are now, where New York is going after them. They gave them a reason. They referred to this as murder insurance. Now, never mind that this kind of business had existed for a very long time. Never mind that. Now, the point I'm trying to make here is that we got to set priorities here. My priority is to see that Trump gets reelected. My secondary priority is to see the Congress go into the hands of the Republicans. My third priority is, if that does happen, to then hammer the Republicans in both houses of Congress to get them to do some things. We've been like national carry reciprocity. Trump will sign it. Last time we had that opportunity with Paul Ryan as the Speaker of the House, he thought the nation wasn't ready for that. What kind of thought process makes it to where one guy can figure out what 330 million people are ready for? What kind of thought pattern does this super being possess? So we need to do some things to make sure that all of this stuff that we're talking about doesn't come to fruition. It's dangling right there. All we have to do is go and vote. We've seen the dangers of not voting. Just ask them how it's working out in Virginia. But don't let certain things distract you right now. If that were to come to pass, if that theory were to come to pass, yes, that would be an issue. It would primarily affect AK imports that are in the pistol configuration. To be quite honest with you, as much as I say the AR pistol is the best gun to get out there if you're going to get one gun, I'm thinking real serious about just turning mine into either I'm not going to go the SBR route. I'll just get a 14.5-inch barrel on it, and then we'll pin a muzzle device on it to where it's 16 inches. And that's still pretty short. It's not as short as 7 inches, but it's still pretty short. And we'll just turn it into a regular AR, and we'll go from there. And then I won't have to worry about pistol configurations anymore. It's a shame. It's a stupid thing that, you get out there and you look at it and you say, well, these are the items that are on the NFA list. That's fine. Then everything else is not part of your regulatory regime, right? I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
FTI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out. at aeroprecisionusa.com. In San Francisco, their left-wing district attorney is a guy named Chase Bowden. And on his watch, San Francisco has become a crime-infested Caracas-like hellhole. And he's now starting to draw criticism from crime victims for his unwillingness to prosecute crimes. Well, he's okay with that, and he decided to, you know, add a little insult to the injury. So now what he's doing is he's using these victims of crime as fodder for a survey on how to make their attackers' lives better. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, in a column by Heather Knight that ran on October the 17th, and, you know, I'd really like to know why this wasn't reported as straight news instead of a, you know, opinion piece. We get this. The survey asked them to rank the district attorney's top five priorities by importance. But the options did not include prosecuting violent crimes or ensuring public safety, which many residents would rank as the top priorities of the city's chief prosecutor. And the reward for filling out answers about the crime committed against you? The respondents could be entered into a raffle if they provided an email address to win free water bottles, tote bags, and more with the DA's logo emblazoned on them. He was offering up swag. Now, the aim of this has got to be to use these responses to advance his political career, smothering the victim's real concerns in order to advance his let-them-out political agenda in a quest for higher office. Because he's always sort of a PR guy, he's focused on gaslighting the public for his own self-aggrandizement, claiming he's prosecuting criminals, while he's mainly attempting to get the victims of crimes he never prosecuted to answer his survey with carefully worded options on what his priorities should be, leaving off the option of prosecuting violent crime and taking violent thugs off the streets as priorities. And it asks crime victims, well, back to the report, it asks crime victims to rank these five priorities by importance: prioritizing rehabilitation over punishment, providing restorative justice options for victims of crime, whatever that is, increasing alternatives to prison, increasing services for victims of crime, and increasing financial resources for victims of crime. Now, that might be a fine idea in some criminal cases, but for a man like Toenail's co-worker who allegedly drugs somebody, drags them into an Uber unconscious, takes them home, and rapes them, that's probably not going to cut it. They probably don't want a tote with the DA's logo emblazoned on it. Toenail said there was no option to disagree or even add a suggestion or comment to what could be included in those five very limited options. It's disappointing and disrespectful of survivors. The Soros-funded stepson of Bill Ayers, who spent his youth as Hugo Chavez's advisor, has always been a slippery, ambitious character. And here's how bad it was, according to Knight of the Chronicle. We get this. It also appears geared towards collecting answers that show crime victims support Bowden's priorities at a time when many San Franciscans are concerned his office isn't doing enough to prosecute crime. Overall, crime in the city is down from last year, but homicides are up 23%, burglary has risen 43%, auto theft is up 34%, according to police data through August. So, that's what's going on there. Burglar's delight. The local paper, the Mariana Times, had this. They write, Bowden's lack of prosecutions is fueling a burglary epidemic. Everything's an epidemic. You ever notice that? Bowden's term started with a 23% leap in robberies and upticks in burglaries and car break-ins after the March 16th COVID-19 shutdown, with retail stores closing and tourists and rental cars disappearing. Criminals transitioned to stealing cars, starting fires, and committing burglaries. Through the shutdown, as of September 1st, burglaries exploded up to 57.6% of the same period last year. Year-to-date homicides are up 33% under Bowden. So what is he doing besides letting diligent police work go to waste? SFPD investigators are reporting that when Bowden's office can't absolutely reject a solid SFPD case, his office is calling the victims and pressuring them to forego prosecution in favor of restorative justice, which I still don't know what that is. And they're soliciting victims and asking for an excuse not to do their jobs. and the paper is very highly aware of his no consequences prosecutorial policy and the price of a growing lawlessness and the compromised safety of the residents. So, in answer to the question, what is restorative justice? Rather than put criminals in jail, the victim and criminal are supposed to talk it out, and apologies are not required of the offenders. Yeah, okay. I would go for that, too, if I was a criminal. This is pretty much why every hoodlum on the street of San Francisco is still on the street. Felonies, not petty theft, are solved through other actions. And with few ever prosecuted, cops are refusing to apprehend violent criminals. Why would you stick your neck out when the DA just throws the cases out or calls you the problem? And this is why young Chase is busy touting crime in the city being down as a result of his defund the police, zero incarceration, restorative justice philosophy, and is now trying to snooker the victims into saying they support him. Falling crime is an easy statistical claim to reach when nobody's arresting criminals. And the Night column describes victims saying the cops just stand there and do nothing as crimes are being committed. Getting victims to mouth your party line, though, with a push-poll survey that reveals nothing of how stiff crime victims really feel watching their attackers walk free is another matter. Knight reports that out of more than 10,000 surveys sent, only 482 respondents answered. People could see what he was doing. But not a problem for young Chase, a lily white leftist male whose father is in prison for murdering a black cop in the infamous Weatherman Brinks robbery of 1981, who now shows similar disregard for the lives of women. Call it communist family values and, you know, San Francisco, you don't have to reelect him. You don't have to reelect him. And if you do, I'm sorry to tell you this, but you get what you do, you deserve what you get. So, you know, whenever his next election is coming up or whatever happens with that, take action. By all means, take action. Restorative justice. I wonder how that... wouldn't you love just to set up a GoPro in there and watch that conversation take place? I wonder how that goes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden spending the final days of the campaign in Delaware, the former vice president delivering remarks. Meanwhile, President Trump with two rallies in Arizona, one in Bullhead City, the other in Goodyear, a suburb of Phoenix. Top executives of Twitter, Facebook, and Google testified on social media protections and censorship issues before a Senate committee on Wednesday. Things getting a bit heated when Senator Ted Cruz got his chance to question Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey.
Mr. Dorsey, who the hell elected you and put you in charge of what the media are allowed to report and what the American people are allowed to hear? And why do you persist in behaving as a Democratic super PAC, silencing news to the contrary of your political beliefs?
USA Radio News. Louisiana is getting ready for another storm to make landfall, including Felix's Restaurant and Oyster Bar in New Orleans. Restaurant President Robbie Orgeron says the number of storms this year has been amazing.
17 different named storms, 17 different threats, 17 different possible we're in the cone.
That audio courtesy of WWL-TV. After two nights of rioting and looting in Philadelphia, the city will now be under a curfew starting at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Talking to reporters on Wednesday, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden condemns the riots.
There is no excuse whatsoever for the looting and the violence. None whatsoever. I think to be able to protest is totally legitimate, totally reasonable, but I think that the looting is just, as the victim's father said, do not do this. It's not what my son, you're not helping, you're hurting, you're not helping my son.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. I know some of you wonder sometimes, why do you hammer so much on masks? Because I look at masks as a conditioning. I look at this mask culture we're in as a conditioning right now. And here's the thing about masks. I have been around people during the COVID-19 pandemic, whatever you want to call it now, who have later tested positive for COVID-19, been exposed to COVID-19. I've been around them since my bout with it, and I have not gotten COVID-19 again. So, apparently I have some sort of an immunity to it now, maybe a temporary immunity. That we know that with other SARS-CoV-type illnesses, that you can look for immunity maybe 2 to 3 years long, which means I now have a window for them to fully develop a vaccine for it. But it has become such a thing. I see video all the time of somebody walking up to somebody in a car with their windows up, and they want them to roll down the windows. They're like, "You're not wearing a mask. Put on your mask." We see these things where there's a Trump rally and there's a lot of maskless Trump supporters there. And these are people who are thinking critically, and they're now being unfairly maligned, as a symbol of an unfairly maligned segment of the U.S. population. The campaign has tried to mask them up with Trump masks, only succeeding to a limited degree. And we hear that Trump supporters are COVIDiots and who are toying with death, according to the left, as they toss about dismissive phrases like science deniers and Darwin Awards. For them, those of us who eschew masks are backwoods rubes, if not would-be mass murderers, who have made saving grandma all about politics. And fair enough, you know, if that's going to be your argument. To us, mass proponents are herd-driven, frightened sheeple who care more about signaling their endless virtue than following data, facts, and real science. Because people with masks get COVID-19 every day. I remember watching a Bill Hicks thing one time when he was still alive. He was a comedian. And he would open some of his shows up with saying that he was a smoker. And he would ask about non-smokers, and everybody would be, you know, that would be a real big thing. And Bill would look at them and say, "This is for you. I'm going to pop your little bubble, okay? This is for the non-smokers. Non-smokers die every day. Sleep tight." To be sure, mask wearing has become political, and I would argue that it is the proponents of forced masking who have made it so, not the other way around. They're the ones demanding of us a potentially harmful positive action, because we're doing things to healthy people. I was talking with one of my friends today. He believes that masks are a good thing, except we're doing things now to healthy people. We never do. For nothing else do we ever do anything about healthy people. We're hearing about the numbers of COVID every day. It's a running tally. 50,000 new cases, 60,000 new cases. How many cases of the flu have there been? How many cases of pneumonia? How many cases, how many colds? How many bronchitises? Well, we don't know, do we? Because nobody's, that's not trendy. But since they brought it up, let's talk about those politics for a bit. Did you ever wonder why the left seems primarily to be in love with their face diapers and quite obviously wants to wear them forever, while the right tends to either grudgingly use them or avoid them like the plague? Is there something innate to the right or left-thinking mind that precludes us to take a certain position on this issue, or is it all just caused by a bad orange man? If it were only grandfatherly old Joe screaming, "Come on, man, put on a damn mask," from his basement while wearing four of them at the same time, would he have gotten more compliance from conservatives? Now, to be fair, overall compliance is pretty high, sadly. I wear a mask most of the time because I don't want to get into an argument that turns into a gunfight. But Americans are highly likely to wear a mask in public indoor spaces. And despite this, astonishingly, the virus continues to spread. And breaking down the politics finds that Democrats at 87%, Republicans at 74%, not huge, but significant. And there's certainly plenty of Republicans who have tragically fallen for the hoax. But let's look at a few things real quick. One thing is that leftists love one-size-fits-all approaches. From climate change to health care to education to gun control. Those on the left continually advocate for one-size-fit-all approaches that ultimately render their proposals not only super expensive but unworkable in a country as large, diverse, and spread out as ours. Leftists love to control other people, especially those they disagree with ideologically. If this were a super deadly pandemic that was killing great numbers of people not already at death's door and face masks were scientifically proven to stop it, then maybe there would be some justification for mandating them for a short period of time. And governments have always had and should always have the right to quarantine the sick, with sick being the operative word, if a deadly disease is spreading in an area. But when masks are mandated even in places where the virus isn't spreading and have been for months on end and with zero end in sight, it's hard to argue that the basic human desire for control of others isn't playing a role. Then the leftists love big government mandates. They don't want to convince you to put on the face burqa. They can't really do that anyway. Once you go beyond the surface argument of supposedly stopping madroplets, the idea is patently absurd, not just on its face, but when analyzed by any sort of honest science. They just want to enforce some irrational fears and make you do it. That's it. Leftists love to suppress free speech they disagree with, especially if it comes from medical professionals and scientists on the opposite side of their views, which, yeah, that's always been that way. There was a time when the left would defend your right to speak, even if they disagreed with what was being said, and that's long gone. So, sure, if there wasn't a First Amendment, they'd probably have us all in gulags, but nowadays, who needs government speech suppression when you can just use intimidation? Leftists despise personal freedom. Other than the freedom to have an abortion or switch the gender of a confused five-year-old, leftists tend to hate personal freedom, especially the kind that leads to a robust, successful, liberty-loving society. Individuality has always been hated by the left that tends to prefer the state and the collective. Leftists hate to see other people happy when they aren't happy. This is jealousy, to be sure, but it also seems to be a bigger problem among those on the left, and that's ultimately why they tend to favor socialism over a free market system. And the way to push socialism and gun control and all these other things is to get out there and condition us to, when they say obey, we do it. Turn in your guns. This is the way it's going to be. We're going to be choosing your job from here on out. We're going to be choosing where you can live. We're going to be choosing what you can keep. Your money's not actually your money. It's our money. If they condition us to take that, we'll just take that and we'll roll over like a dead caterpillar or something. I don't know. I've got better comparisons, but I can't say them because they're profane. So this is my problem with masks. Masks are a setup. Masks are the self-checkout lines of policy. They're trying to see how many of us will actually comply with this, and then they're going to use that against us later on down the road. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, if I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Two recent reports, when combined, paint a very dark pathway for America in the coming weeks, which this will all commence sometime next week, where we will be a nation set on fire by multiple contentious court battles and widespread daily protests, which will probably turn into riots. The 79 Days report by the Claremont Institute and the Texas Policy Foundation illuminates possible election legal battles on the horizon and how this might play out in courts. On that end, the litigation is going to be time-consuming and combative, and there's no fast-forward button to speed up the process. But it concludes this. On election night, the winner will not be known due to millions of uncounted mail-in ballots in 6 battleground states. Unless, of course, the differences in numbers coming out of them are so overwhelming. Like if Trump wins a state by 3 million and there's only 1 million uncounted votes, well, okay. Now, but then given there's no clear victor, intense court fights can be expected that could result in a struggle right up to the January 6th joint session of Congress. Uncertainty could extend even beyond this as decisions for both the presidency and vice presidency are battled out in Congress and before the U.S. Supreme Court. This, by the way, was all done before Amy Coney Barrett got confirmed. The second report, Hold the Line, A Guide to Defending Democracy, is a how-to manual for organizing massive protests produced by a group of hard-left researchers, organizers, and activists. The report encourages people to early assemble into clusters to identify the power holders they want to influence, and then make plans on how to achieve their goals. The report calls for large-scale protests if the Trump administration and its allies prevent all votes from being counted, allows ballots to be tossed out, or fails to remedy irregularities in the voting. Which, why would that? They're not going to toss any ballots. The significance of the report lies in the level of pre-planning and pre-targeting. In 2016, most on the left believed that Clinton was going to be victorious, and they were caught off guard when Trump won. But within hours, activists were able to organize protests in city centers and brandish signs declaring, "Trump, not my president." every day thereafter over the next several weeks. Demonstrations were mounted in New York City, Boston, L.A., Atlanta, Chicago, Philadelphia, Portland, San Francisco, Seattle, and Washington, D.C., all managed by Democrat mayors, by the way. Now, 4 years later, you can be certain the left won't be caught napping again on election night. They've had months to prepare, and they're ready to do battle. The many protests and riots and looting and violent attacks over the past 6 months are the prelude to the coming event, the coming main event. And the kickoff is likely to be the U.S. Senate vote to confirm Coney Barrett, which has already happened. Although I'm not seeing the large-scale demonstrations against her confirmation, which piggybacking on the recent women's march is a means to influence still undecided voters. A lot of people seem to be happy with this for some reason. The protests also have the advantage of pushing competing news stories to the sidelines, such as the Biden family corruption scandal. Right now as we speak, and I mean, I think this is just funny, all of the heads of social media are they're on the carpet right now. People like Cruz are going after them hard. They're no more Mr. Nice Guy with these guys. Once these demonstrations begin, it is forecast they're not going to end anytime soon. They will only become more inflamed unless Joe Biden wins the election by a blowout, which few expect to happen. Given the 79 days report, if it's accurate, that many ballots will not be tabulated until days after the voting concludes, protesters will flood into city streets demanding that all ballots be counted while lawyers file suits to extend or block voting deadlines and accept or throw out ballots that appear from nowhere, which should be done. That should be done. If they appear from nowhere and we don't know where they came from, okay. If there is a deadline comes, okay. That's not disenfranchisement. That's not meeting a deadline. In 2000, the election was put on hold when George Bush won Florida by a narrow margin, which triggered an automatic recount. And lawyers battled in courtroom for 6 weeks until the ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court finally ended the squabbling. Jumping ahead to 2020, instead of one contested state election, there could be six or more, vastly multiplying the number of court cases. And the most intense demonstrations are likely to occur in four of the swing states, headed by Democrat governors in an effort to sway the legal ruling. The Hold the Line report lays bare the leftist ground game. Activists are locked and loaded, so to speak. They will have pre-selected targets. Instead of massing in large groups, as in 2016, they're going to disperse to the multiple sites, like homes of elected officials and judges, political polls, the police, anyone they deem to be a power holder. Add this to the volatile mix, the well-funded and organized Antifa and BLM activists who've been perfecting their violent tactics since the death of George Floyd. Black masked operators can be expected to infiltrate the protest to turn nonviolent events into an inferno. And the question is going to be, based on the two reports, what's the cumulative impact? In multiple cities, in multiple locations, there will be unprecedented demonstrations, and many of them are going to go violent. Police will likely be overwhelmed, because they always are. Police are not the holders of law and order. The citizens of any city, state, town, whatever it is. The law-abiding citizens, they're the ones that actually maintain law and order. The cops are only there when somebody breaks the law. When the whole city explodes, there's just not enough of them. There's one for every 19,000 of us. They're not going to be able to respond, and that's going to fuel fear and chaos. And every court decision creates a new rallying cry for the left. Maybe the right, I don't know. The longer it takes to resolve election disagreements, the more violence and chaos metastasizes into a cancerous growth. And the more things that get out of hand, the more out of hand things might get. The Hold the Line report posits an election outcome that's fraudulent, where all the votes are not counted and the irregularities remedied. And given this scenario, it calls for another form of power to correct the balance. An all-out revolution in which large numbers of people participate in strikes and boycotts and protests and other nonviolent actions until a democratic and accountable government is restored. So they want to shut down society until Trump is forced out of office, not unlike the 28 days of resistance in Tunisia that toppled President El Abidine Ben Ali, and the 25th January revolution in Egypt that ousted Hosni Mubarak. That seems very implausible to me. But if Trump is reelected, no matter what happens, the left will claim the election is stolen, not unlike 2016, opening the curtain to four more years of protests and attacks on his presidency. And some of us may get pressed into regrettable action. Now notice that how one-sided this report is and how there's certain presumptions made that we're not going to react, that we're just, you know, oh no, they're rioting. What's for dinner? That's not going to be what happens. In these areas where they have Democrat mayors and everywhere, all these locales that I mentioned earlier, yeah, that's going to happen. They're going to hold the police back. And this is going to be one of the things that swings the election. Most people are apolitical. They're apolitical. They don't want any of this. So what they definitely don't want is they don't want somebody coming into their neighborhood disrupting their peace simply because of something that happened that didn't go their way. Because most normal people sit out there and they have things that don't go their way every day, all day. And this is one of those, you know, we're entering into one of these moments. But yeah, we are in for some weeks coming up. We're in for some fun weeks going through the Christmas holiday. So button up and get ready to go. You know, prepare now. Be prepared now. Best advice I can give you. Coming up next, it's going to be Dean Weingarten. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.